This is a Cruise News Today special report. Here's Doug Parker.
Effective September 3rd, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is dropping the green flag for unvaccinated guests to sail. This makes NCL the first cruise line to allow unvaccinated guests to cruise without any restrictions. This includes Norwegian Cruise Line, Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and Oceania Cruises. On Monday morning, the line issued the following statement. Given the relaxation of global protocols and travel requirements, we have updated our protocols to welcome all guests to sail with us, regardless of vaccination status, effective September 3rd, 2022. All guests ages 12 years and older must provide proof of one of the following, either proof of a completed series of one or two dose vaccination, or proof of a negative COVID antigen or PCR test taken within 3 days of embarkation. Now, guests that are 11 and under will still be able to sail without any restrictions at all. However, it's the responsibility of the family to be aware of any of the local protocols or travel restrictions in place at the destinations they are visiting. The line said that requirements may be different for guests traveling on voyages departing to or visiting destinations including Canada, Greece, and Bermuda. They'll be sending out emails to book passengers this week. Other lines such as Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Princess have opened up sailings to unvaccinated pending they are granted approval with an exemption. So you may be asking, what's next? Typically with these announcements, one cruise line follows the other, so we'll see who's the next one to drop the flag. As always, though, check with your cruise line to make sure that you are up to date with the current protocols and procedures before booking. Doug Parker, Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.